And speaking of college football, I'll segue to pro football. Miami Football Reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post tweeted out, Jalen Waddle is playing Rick James music on a fairly large speaker at his locker. I don't know how much this team will win, but it is a completely different vibe in here. Now, that's the second or third time recently Joe Shad has talked about players staying late and there being a different vibe. So someone responds to that tweet and says, expand on vibe, a good thing or a bad thing? And Joe Shad simply wrote, good. Now, Joe Shad's been around a lot of football teams for a long time, and he is as demonstrative as anyone has been in local media that there is a mindset change with the Miami Dolphins. I think it bodes well. I like a team. I like a receiver who's blaring Rick James with his own personal speaker. I'm all about that. He didn't say, like, I don't know what Joe Shad saw, but he didn't say a Bluetooth speaker. He said a fairly large speaker. So I'm picturing Radio Raheem in Do the Right Thing and Rick James coming out of it. Rick James never sounded better than when coming out of a boombox from the 80s. Feel like something's going on here with the Dolphins.
I hope it is. I hope all these signs, because I see what they're saying. It's that they're more focused, that they're a little edgier. That's what I'm getting from it. This team's a little edgier than these large track meet. Let's laugh and wear a $300 pair of shoes on the sideline, like all the cutesy stuff. The edge is good, but now it has to translate onto the field, because you know the phrase whistling through the graveyard.
Mm.
It could be some guys that got told, we need to be more serious about football. Okay, we will get more serious and stay after practice. Like, you can't, it can't be marching orders. It has to be a vibe change, a culture change, as we love to use the word culture. We'll see. If they go out there and whoop the Colts' ass, I believe it more.
As you say that, and you talk about, you know, the sneakers and all that stuff, let Mike McDaniel show the team week one in Indianapolis by walking out there with not off-whites, but like a pair of Stride Rights. I'm talking Buster Browns.
Stride Rights are the shoes that kids wear to learn how to walk.
Yeah, I'm talking bottom of the barrel. Go get yourself a pair of Marberries and walk out there. No capri pants, no joggers, pair of jeans. How about this? The unfinished denim, the ones that feel like you're wearing wood on your legs that you can't even bend. Wear a pair of jeans, a pair of Stride Rights, and just a collared shirt, just some sort of collared shirt, and show that you're there to grind.
Team issued everything. Air Monarchs, Air Monarch old man shoes. Like, you want to? I know you joke it a little bit. Andy Reid looks ridiculous on the sideline. He has that big ass fanny pack of electronics around his shoulder. Bill Belichick embarrasses himself every single game with the cutoff BS team issued. That cute stuff, oh, I'm going to match and have my calves out with the $300 shoe. Like, name a coach that's been successful trying to impress people visually on games.
I want you to look like Matt Eberflus.
No, I don't love him. No, that's not a good example. Solana, I see your little face now. You can say what you want. That doesn't help anything.
I want him to look like Lovey Smith out there with the beard.
Team issued. I don't care about my beard. I'm not trimming anything. It's about football.
Look good, feel good. Man, Mike McDaniel always looks swaggy. He shows up to the stadium more swagged out than anybody with the Gucci bag, the Louis belt. He's got on the Tom Ford shades. That's how I want my head coach to show up.
No, but change it up if it's not working. I'm with you. I want my coach looking like that too, if he's winning. But now you got to change it up. Al Golden, sharp tie, man. Hey, take off the tie, jackass. You're losing. You're getting your ass kicked. It's 58-0. It's 58-0 at the Orange Bowl. Get rid of the sweat-soaked tie, jackass. Change it up.
My coach has on a $1,000 outfit walking into the stadium. That's not helping us win. Now, the prima donna hood, if that's a word, is going to bleed off into the players that come to meetings 45 minutes late because their Louis bag was dirty. That's not football, Solana.
Andy Reid only wears what he wears because literally the Chiefs can't make any other clothes that's going to fit him. I don't know what you guys are doing with Andy Reid.
Low-hanging fruit. How dare you, Terry Bradshaw? I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, walk in there like Crowder, bargain shopper, mm-hmm. Have a can of Topo Chico and a couple of Walmart T-shirts and coach up the offense, yeah. McDaniel.
I give you examples of great championship coaches that didn't give a damn about appearance. Name something that did. Name a fashionable, smooth, great Hall of Fame coach.
Steve Carroll.
Steve Carroll was team issue, man.
Who's Steve Carroll?
I think he meant Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. I combined Pete Carroll
Steve wore Carroll. The Air Monarchs, though.
Air Monarchs, team issue. Wow.
Hacky pants.
He didn't wear the Air Monarchs.
He wore Dickies.
Pete Carroll.
He wore Dickies and Monarchs.
Pete Carroll has a look, man. Pete Carroll would take your wife out in front of you.
That is everything in his hair. Not the Hawk,
that's the same thing. He's combing his hair. He's putting a little spray.
No. His hair's not combed. That's just how it looks. He's combing his hair.
I don't want him to be a homeless person. I want him not to care about his
clothes. I want him to be Lovie Smith homeless.
What is he? He combs his hair. I hope everybody does something to their damn hair.
Pete Carroll, honestly, wore Oshkosh Bagosh khaki Dickies.
Crew socks, Air Monarchs. I remember.
It's not about what you're wearing, though. It's about the look. Mike McDaniel has a look.
It doesn't matter. Change it up.
How about Jim Tressel at Ohio State? I mean, F Ohio State forever. But that guy, he had a look. Button-down shirt, tie, sweater vest. I'm not saying it was fire. I'm not saying it was fashionable, but it was a look, and he never ever looked different than his look.
But he was hugely successful. That's mm-hmm. my point. I love Mike McDaniel's look. I'm saying it just hasn't worked. So if you want your players to be listening to Rick James and out there late practicing, you got to show the same kind of ability to change. He's asking the team to change. He's got to change.
I don't want my head coach to have Balenciaga sunglasses on.
I do. If he's winning Super Bowls.